Recipes. This month's recipes are offered by members of the NFB of Texas. Coconut Candy by Macarena Peña. Macarena Peña is the president of the Rio Grande Valley chapter of the NFB of Texas. This is her first year in that role, and under her leadership, the chapter is thriving. Macarena works for the Division of Blind Services in Brownsville, Texas. Ingredients: 2 cups of coconut, 1 cup of crushed pecans, 1 cup of finely crushed graham crackers, 1 butter stick, 1 tablespoon of vanilla extract, 1 can of sweetened condensed milk, 2 eggs. Method: preheat oven to 350 degrees. In a bowl, mix the coconut, pecans, and graham crackers. Melt the butter and add to the mixture. In a separate bowl, mix the milk, eggs, and the vanilla. Add the coconut mixture to the milk mixture. Stir all ingredients together. Place in a greased rectangular Pyrex dish. Bake in oven for 30 minutes. Allow to cool and cut into square pieces approximately 2 inches each. Enjoy! Crockpot Lasagna by Stacy Hardy. Stacy Hardy is a member of the Houston chapter of the NFB of Texas. Here is what she has to say. I received this delicious recipe from my guide dog's puppy raiser. It is sure to feed an army and will win the hearts of everyone who tries it. It is especially good as leftovers and freezes great. Ingredients: 2 to 3 jars of pasta sauce. I have typically used 2 16-ounce jars. 1 16-ounce box lasagna noodles, uncooked. 24 ounces, approximately 3 cups, shredded mozzarella cheese. 8 ounces ricotta or cottage cheese. I've only used the ricotta. 1 pound ground beef, ground turkey, or Italian sausage. I've used ground sirloin along with pepperoni. Note: to make vegetarian lasagna, substitute spinach for meat. Method: in a large crock pot, at least 6 quarts, place 1 jar of the pasta sauce. Begin making the lasagna layers, starting with the noodles, followed by the meat, and finally the cheese. I recommend breaking the noodles in half. I've typically been able to make 3 layers. Once the final layer has been made, cover with the second jar of sauce and grated cheeses. Cook on low for 4 to 5 hours. Note: a smaller crock pot can be used, but I recommend the larger one. Corn Casserole by Stacy Hardy. This quick and easy recipe will be the talk of any potluck dinner. It is especially good as leftovers. You can be sure people will want the recipe. Ingredients: 1 box of Jiffy corn muffin mix, only Jiffy will do. 1 cup, 8 ounces, grated cheddar cheese. 1 stick butter, melted. 1 16-ounce can cream-style corn. 1 16-ounce can whole kernel corn, undrained. 1 8-ounce container sour cream. Method: preheat oven to 400 degrees. Combine all ingredients in a large mixing bowl. Mix thoroughly. Pour into a 9x13-inch baking dish. Bake for 40 minutes. Lucy Cake by Stacy Hardy. This cake can be a refreshing dessert during the summertime or included in traditional holiday meals. This recipe has become a family favorite thanks to my Aunt Linda. Ingredients: 1 box Duncan Hines Golden Butter Recipe Cake Mix, 4 eggs, 1 quarter cup vegetable oil, 1 4-ounce can mandarin oranges, undrained. Method: preheat oven to 350 degrees. Combine all ingredients in a large mixing bowl. Mix thoroughly. Pour into a lightly greased and floured 9x13-inch cake pan. Bake for 30 to 35 minutes. Frosting: 1 8-ounce carton Cool Whip, 2 cups chopped pecans, 1 16-ounce can crushed pineapple, undrained, 1 4-ounce can mandarin oranges, drained, 1 small package of Jell-O instant vanilla pudding. Method: combine all ingredients in a large mixing bowl. Mix thoroughly. Refrigerate overnight. This will allow the flavors to blend together. The frosting is definitely my favorite part of this cake. Lara's Chili by Lara Sowell. Lara is president of our Lone Star chapter at large. She is active in her community, her church, and the NFB. She teaches Latin at Regents Academy in Nacogdoches, Texas. Ingredients: 3 pounds ground beef, browned and drained, 1/3 cup chopped onions, optional, 2 cans Rotel, 2 cans diced tomatoes, 1 can beef broth, 2 beef bouillon cubes, 1 15-ounce can of tomato sauce, 1 6-ounce can of tomato paste, 2 to 3 cloves garlic, minced or pressed. I mostly use the kind that is already chopped up. 2 to 3 tablespoons ground cumin, 2 to 3 tablespoons chili powder, salt and pepper to taste. Method: brown and drain the beef. If you like, you can add about 1/3 cup chopped onions and a dash of salt and pepper for flavor as you do it. Combine beef with rest of ingredients to cook. I like to put it in the crock pot on low all day while I am at work, but in a pinch, I cook it on the stovetop and simmer for 30 to 40 minutes. I like to serve it over rice. Jasmine fragrant is my favorite. It is in the Asian section at Walmart. I top with grated sharp cheddar cheese. Makes 12 servings of about 1 cup each. Milagro Meatloaf by Norma Crosby. Norma Crosby is president of the NFB of Texas and a proud charter member of the Lone Star Chapter. This recipe is one of her family's favorites. It is named after the small milagros, miracle, charms that are often sold outside major churches in Mexico. This is no ordinary meatloaf. Ingredients: 1 tablespoon unsalted butter, 1 half cup minced onion, 1 half red or green bell pepper, 2 garlic cloves minced, 1 teaspoon fresh ground black pepper, 1 teaspoon cayenne pepper, 1 teaspoon salt, 1 half teaspoon of ground cumin, 1 pound of lean ground beef, 1 pound of lean ground pork, 1 1/2 cups of dry breadcrumbs, 1/4 cup of tomato-based barbecue sauce, I use Stubbs Original, 3 tablespoons of sour cream, 1 tablespoon of Worcestershire sauce, milk as needed, additional barbecue sauce optional. Method: preheat oven to 350 degrees, melt butter in a heavy skillet, add onions, bell pepper, and garlic, sauté until the vegetables are softened, stir in the salt, cayenne, cumin, and black pepper. Sauté for additional 2 to 3 minutes. Pour the mixture into a large bowl and add all the other ingredients except for milk. Mix thoroughly with your hands. The meat should feel moist but not soupy. If it feels too dry, add milk a tablespoon or two at a time until the consistency seems right. Mound mixture into 9x5-inch loaf pan. Bake uncovered for 40 minutes. Then raise the oven temperature to 400 degrees and bake for an additional 20 to 30 minutes. If you like, brush the top of the meatloaf with additional barbecue sauce during the last 10 minutes. Bragg & Wright's Chicken Fried Steak by Norma Crosby. Ingredients: 2 pounds of round steak, cut about 1/2 inch thick and tenderized twice by the butcher, 2 cups all-purpose flour, 2 teaspoons baking powder, 1 teaspoon baking soda, 3/4 teaspoon salt, 1 1/2 cups buttermilk, 1 egg, 1 tablespoon Tabasco or other hot sauce, 2 garlic cloves, minced, vegetable shortening for deep frying. Method: cut the steak into 4 equal portions. Pound the portions until each is about 1/4 inch thick. Place the flour in a shallow bowl. In a separate dish, stir together the baking powder, baking soda, pepper, and salt. Then mix in the buttermilk, egg, Tabasco, and garlic. Dredge the steaks in flour. Then dunk them into the buttermilk mixture. Then dredge them in the flour again. Pat the flour into the steaks until the surface feels dry. Add enough shortening to an iron skillet or heavy Dutch oven to allow for deep frying, about 4 inches deep. Bring the oil to a temperature of about 325 degrees. Deep fry the steaks for about 7 to 8 minutes. Push the steaks down or turn them as they bob to the surface. Serve with cream gravy. Following recipe. Cream gravy submitted by Norma Crosby. This is a must-have with your chicken fried steak. Ingredients: 1/4 cup of pan drippings, 3 tablespoons of flour, 2 cups evaporated milk, 1 cup unsalted beef stock, 1/2 teaspoon fresh ground black pepper, or to taste, salt to taste. Method: after cooking your chicken fried steak, use a strainer to pour off most of the fat left in the pan. Leave about 1/4 of the drippings in the bottom of the pan. Return any browned cracklings that remain in the strainer to the skillet. Place the skillet over medium heat and stir in flour. Stir constantly to avoid lumps. Add evaporated milk and beef stock. Simmer until the liquid is thickened and the raw flour taste is gone, about 3 minutes. Stir the gravy up from the bottom frequently, scraping up any browned bits. Add salt and pepper to taste. The gravy should have a peppery taste. Add more if needed. Spoon over chicken fried steak and enjoy. Easy Cowboy Cornbread Casserole by Barbara Schadenagel. Barbara is a member of the Houston chapter of the NFB of Texas. Ingredients: cornbread, 2 packages of Mexican-style cornbread mix, 1 can of cream-style corn, eggs, milk. Center: 2 pounds hamburger meat, 2 cans Rotel, 1 can ranch-style beans, chopped onions as desired, bag of shredded cheese. Method: preheat oven to 400 degrees, brown the ground beef, drain the grease. Add Rotel, onions, and ranch-style beans, simmer for 10 minutes. Make the cornbread according to directions on the back of the bag, add can of cream of corn, and half of the bag of cheese. Grease the bottom of an 8x12-inch casserole dish. Pour half of the cornbread mix to the bottom of the pan. Add the meat mixture and then put the other half of the cheese on top. Cover the meat mixture with the other half of the cornbread mixture. Cook for 45 minutes or until you can poke a toothpick in the middle and have it come out clean. Carrot Salad by Una Lau. Una Lau is a member of the Houston chapter of the NFB of Texas. Ingredients: 2 10-ounce bags shredded carrots available from the produce department, 1 cup or approximately 3 handfuls raisins, 2 tablespoons poppy seeds available in the spice aisle, 1 lemon juiced, 2 oranges juiced, 1 half cup or approximately 2 handfuls light brown sugar, salt to taste. Method: combine all ingredients well using your fingers to toss and coat the carrots thoroughly. Transfer to a travel container or serving dish. As the salad sits, the raisins will plump a bit and carrots will take on a citrusy taste.